2020 has been a year of grief, and so it is particularly appropriate that Valerie Albrecht has published her book 30 Days right at the end of 2019. It deals with her own period of grieving on the death of her father, but it also is a book which many people will find speaks to them. It's my great pleasure today to be speaking to Valerie about 30 Days. Welcome to you, Valerie.
Thanks, Kathy.
Valerie, tell me first, before we delve into the book, how your professional work in other areas, in speech pathology and in investigating the medical practices of traditional healers, has informed the way that you see and experience grief?
Well, that's a very interesting question with quite a big answer. So I've experienced that obviously grief is personal, but it's obviously cultural as well. And not only is it cultural, but it is also very much within each culture, particularly our Western health culture. It's very much determined by health systems. So I guess having worked in the Western health system for a very long time, and then also in Eastern practices such as yoga and meditation and Eastern-based health practices, if you like, plus in Indigenous medical centres, I've seen people grieving not only over the passing of their loved ones, but also grieving their health issues of themselves and their children. I've experienced people doing this in all sorts of different ways, and from rushing back into normal life as soon as possible to the more Aboriginal-based ways, shall I say, of taking a set number of days out of your life, and within those set number of days, a set time where someone will come over and sit with you for the specific purpose of talking or crying or grieving. So working in those different systems has informed me, I guess, I'm trying to keep my answer to your question, about the different ways, the different cultures, the different health systems, the way that people can all grieve and do grieve. And I guess all of that comes together for me in the book in the way that my grief emerged for me.
Valerie, in our society, even quite some years ago, it was the practice to formally grieve, to be in mourning, to wear black, to perhaps have a wake in the home, to watch over the body, and then have this period when you were in mourning. And that has now passed into the past very much. And people have formal funerals, usually organised with the help of someone else, either a funeral home or a funeral celebrant. And then they are expected to, as you say, very quickly pick up and just carry on with life. Whereas we do know that grieving does take years and years after the loss of a person you love. Now, you set aside 30 days, and I wondered why 30 days was what you chose.
That's a very interesting question that a lot of people have asked me, and I don't have really an answer for that, because I didn't take 30 days from work. I don't know why it came to me. I guess because initially I was being a writer. I, you know, write and journal and document everything nearly all the time. And so I guess when I started doing that about this, I just thought to myself, I'm going to really consciously do this for 30 days. So it just came to me, the number. I can't say that I sat down and thought, this is what Navajo people do here, or this is what people in the Pilbara do. It wasn't a conscious thought at all, or that, well, I've got 30 days off work, so I'll do this then. It wasn't like that at all.
But in fact, what you have done, as you say, you've journaled, I presume, as it was happening, the way that you were feeling, the things that you did, the interactions that you had over that 30-day period. Tell us, if you will, and I mean, people really do need to get hold of your book from you through the website and read your words and read your experiences. But just give us some insight, if you would, Valerie, into the way that that writing about what you did, and in fact, the way that the experiences day to day were up and down, changing, moving, the way that that writing of it has helped you, if it has.
It most definitely has, but perhaps that's because I'm a writer. So we all have our expressions of all sorts of things, of the way that we express beauty and the way we express joy, sadness, and that's different for everyone. And my major vehicle for expressing anything is with words. I just have this love of words. And when I write words about any subject, I can say what I mean and I can feel right, yes, this is what I mean. I mean, some people have that from making a beautiful garden and then, you know, while they're doing it, that's their expression of beauty and that's their thing that they might do to express their grief. And I'm not saying that I don't enjoy doing those things. I'm just saying that for me, using the words to express whatever it is how I feel expressed, let's put it that way. So certainly for me doing that, it was relief. It was grieving along with the words. It was, you know, excitement and, oh, yes, I've written that and that's exactly what I mean and that's helped me to understand that. So, I mean, I've also worked with groups of people using writing as healing in workshops with groups of people. Particularly in America, I worked for a while with a group of women who had experienced domestic violence and other types of abuse, and we were using yoga and writing to write those experiences out of the bodies. So I have worked with people who also find writing words their way of helping, coping, releasing, enjoying.
You do allude in the book, Valerie, to the somewhat difficult relationship that you had had with your father. And when when people read your book, they will see that towards the end, at the end, you express a fullness of heart as being the experience of your 30 days of grieving and your writing about it. Can you expand on that just a little bit for us, please?
Well, all relationships have their wonders and their trials. And father-daughter relationships are certainly not exempt. So whatever form that comes to people throughout their lives, but with their fathers and with other people, that is their experience, the events that, you know, come out and happen and make the relationship and make their life. And I think the fullness of heart and life with my father, it actually started when I became a carer for him, which was 3 years ago before, well, it's 4 years now because he's been gone for 1 year. So, but I think to answer the question, the fullness actually started emerging when I became his carer, because that's when you really start to see all sorts of different things. You step into the other person's shoes, you start to see, you know, it's right in your face how this person can't do things that they could do. They struggle with denial of all of that. And then you're with them through all of that and you start to then see their resilience and their strengths. And all of those things bring the fullness of heart towards that person. And it doesn't mean that the other things disappear or are cancelled out. I think it just comes to a lovely equilibrium, I want to use that word. And it's also very much the fullness is about being in those moments, the moments that you have with that person that are, you know, numbered, if you like to say. So the fullness is very much, you know, like the times we're in now, it really comes from being exactly where you are, who you're with, and what you're feeling right then about what's in front of you. So that actually started before the writing of the 30 days, but 30 days certainly helped to clarify where the fullness came from, I suppose.
Another thing that you talk about is that there are different personality types in terms of the way that people deal with grief. Can you just expand on that a little bit for us as well?
Well, I think grieving for me brought up a whole stack of questions, which is, what I also uncover in the book, which is why the book is actually about grieving. It's not about my father, and it's not about even my relationship with him. It's actually about my experience of grief. And some of the questions that came up, you know, were from interacting with people, other people who'd come over to visit and, you know, come to support and talk about their experience of grief, which very often was quite different from mine. And so that got me thinking, well, I wonder what this grief is all about, and are there different types of grief? And so I started to read about that, and I've listed the books that I read in relation to this in 30 days. And that gave me a great sense of relief, because I thought, well, I'm okay. This is how it is for me, and maybe I fit into this type of griever, and that's okay. And those people are like that, and I'm reading about perhaps why. And it sort of made it okay for the way that I had chosen, which was to deeply feel and record for 30 days.
The writing of something, as you say, was very significant for you, the journaling of it. What would you like other people to take away from the book when they read your words, when they experience what you experienced? I suppose the question comes back to, why publish? What is it that other people can learn, derive, feel as a result of your words and your work?
I want to use the word themes, but that mightn't quite be the right word. But there were a few things about grief, about my experience of grieving, that I've discovered are very common experiences with people. And, you know, one of them is that your nearest and dearest who want to comfort are very often at a loss, and they want to be there for you, but we haven't learnt how to do that. We have very little experience in our culture and witness of people deeply grieving and what to do about that. And so I guess if you're asking what can people take away, then it's some sort of understanding and acceptance that people are trying, even though it mightn't be exactly what you want. And I think as a very specific thing, I think people can think about, well, what do I want other people to do for me? What does make me actually feel okay or a little bit relieved? And can I tell them this? How can I ask for this? And one of the things actually that Vicky and I and a couple of other people that I write with have spoken about this is that, you know, perhaps the thought is for people to actually write down and have a little list ready for their families and friends. Look, this is what I'd really like. Or someone can have that, prepare that and give it to people. Look, this is what will really comfort her. So I think it's really a practical thing, is to accept that people want to help but often don't know how. So what do I need? And I need to ask for these things. That's a really practical thing to, you know, answer your question, that people could take away from it. And also I think it's just because I did go into the different ways that people grieve, I hope that it will be like, well, this is okay if I'm grieving like this. It's actually okay. Yeah, as a practical thing, it can also be reassurance. And I think also what people can take away is hope. Hope for the lightness and the fullness and for the intensity of the initial grieving to become light.
And yeah, that's a really good place to round off the conversation, particularly as I alluded at the beginning to the fact that people across Australia and across the world are in a state of grief over the COVID-19 pandemic, the losses it brings, the changes it brings to their lives, and people are looking for ways of coping with it, looking for ways of interacting with others and maintaining the vestiges of the things that are important to them, which is about grief, in my opinion. It's a very beautiful book, Valerie, and I do hope that many people will find inspiration and comfort from it. If people want to buy your book in these difficult times when bookshops and book launches and all of those sort of social events are not available to them, how can they do that? Can they come through your website? Will you mail copies or drop them off?
They can. I have a contact page on my website with my email. And so they can just send me an email and I can post it to them. Or obviously, if it's in Canberra, I could drop it off. I also want to say that if people want to explore journaling and writing as a way to express their grief, and as I said, the people that I write with, the authors I write with, we are doing that about the virus situation, grief in relation to that, then I'm very happy to talk to people about that and to support them in if they do want to come to writing and journaling as a form of expressing and dealing with their grief. I'm very open to people contacting me about that.
Thank you so much. That's such a very useful thing to do as well as a kind thing to do. Valerie, give us the website to finish off here, please.
TheOceansOfEnergy.com.
TheOceansOfEnergy.com. You can contact Valerie Albrecht that way. You can obtain her book that way. And you can also just talk to her if you have things to say via the email. Valerie, thank you so much for spending time with me today on Living Arts Canberra.
Pleasure, Barbie.